Rescue crews are continuing their search today for three sailors missing in the Philippine Sea after yesterday's crash of a U.S. Navy transport plane. Eight sailors survived and were rescued from the water shortly after the crash, but this will be a difficult holiday for the families of the missing. And it's a reminder this Thanksgiving that thousands of American soldiers are separated from their loved ones while serving and sacrificing overseas. Soldiers like Tori Lynch, an Army captain based in Baghdad, Iraq. She's part of the coalition of American troops in Iraq and Syria supporting the fight against the Islamic State. Her husband, Larry Lynch, is back home in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's looking after their three small children, and he's also an Army staff sergeant. We brought them together for a little bit of a reunion. Tori, Larry, welcome to you both. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Well, sure. We're glad you're here. And Tori, you're thousands of miles away from home right now. How are you feeling about missing Thanksgiving?
Of course, it's always sad to be away from the family and not actually physically being there. But Larry and I have experienced this before. He was gone to Korea for a year. I guess it's like tag teaming. So it's always one of those bittersweet moments where we just try to communicate, video chat, to keep each other included in the day.
Well, I want to talk about the technology, because in past wars in Vietnam and before that, you could go many, many weeks or months without hearing from a loved one. I think even in the first Iraq war, it was probably very different. What about now? How do families who are serving abroad, how do they connect with home?
Yeah, I mean, of course, now it's a whole lot better with the technology we have now. There's so many different avenues to communicate with, and that's what we try to utilize. Everybody has some type of app on their phone, so we don't let a day go past to where we don't talk to each other or talk to the kids or our family. So we take advantage of the technology we have today.
Really, you get the kids up in your lap, and they look at mom on the video camera all the way in Baghdad?
Yeah, I do that a lot, of course. And when they're in my lap, they're kind of busy. So they may say a couple words to mom and then go back to playing. So, and I'll send a lot of pictures as well.
Well, Larry, you know what it's like to be on the other side. As Tori mentioned, you served in Korea over the holidays and you've been separated before. But what's it like for you to be at home taking care of the kids while she's away?
Oh, of course, it's a little bit bittersweet. It's good to see their faces in the flesh and see them in person. So, of course, they're excited to see me. But I guess the bitter portion of it is when they ask for their mom. And I know at the age that they're at right now, when I explain to them, like, hey, she'll be back shortly, they'll kind of, you know, take what I said and kind of shrug it off. And be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to the next event and I'm going to ask for her again in the next 10 minutes. So, I mean, we're getting through it. A little rough, of course. Anybody would love for everybody to be home, but the children understand what mom has to do.
They do. You know? They understand, you think.
Yeah.
Do you, in the back of your mind, as you're taking care of the kids and you're there at home without your wife and they're there without their mother, does your mind ever wander to a worst-case scenario where she's in a very dangerous part of the world? She's helping fight terrorism in two very unsettled places, Iraq and Syria. Do you sometimes worry about if something were to happen to her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it, you know, and that's just, I guess, the soldier portion of both of us being in the military. I think about that, but, of course, I'm always optimistic, too. I know, like, she's going to do whatever she can to come home. But, of course, in the reality of it, like, we already, you know, have preparations for a worst-case scenario, God forbid. But, you know, I never put that in our children's heads. Like, I never even give them a hint. As this, she's like in a very, very dangerous situation because I don't want them to worry too much. But I understand they know that as well. So, but I think about it at times. You know, it's the reality of it. But I mean, I'm also very optimistic and I know she'll come back home.
Tori, what do you think about that? It's interesting because your situation is the reverse of what we're so used to in this country, where you are the mother who is serving abroad in a war zone and Larry is the father back at home with the kids. Do you think about that, the danger that you're in, that you've potentially put your family in?
I do, but we always are thinking positive and always, you know, being aware of my situation and just knowing, like, you know, at one second, you know, things can change and life, our whole lives can change. But, like, we've talked to our kids about it, and even though, like Larry said, we don't bring it up and talk to them about it, we did have a sit down and we did talk to them about it. But as a mother, of course, I want to be a part of every day, like everything. So I try to shop online when I can. I'm sure I'm micromanaging Larry at this point, but he's so patient with me. So he's just like, okay, babe, all right, got it. But
you think he's doing a good job?
He is doing an awesome job, and we have a great support system. My parents are there. My parents, they're pastors of church, so we have a very big community of help. It really takes a village, and we are really stretching our village out for this year, but we're so appreciative of everyone.
Well, you know, I ask you that question about the danger, because if you look at what the U.S. government has recorded over the past year, the Department of Defense says that 31 service members died in action overseas this year. For the first time in 6 years, the number of American troops killed has increased over the previous year. And so that's why I ask you that question. And I want to also ask you, do you sometimes feel that America has forgotten that people like you are serving overseas and are at risk?
In a sense, because of everything that's going on in America right now, it's easy to forget that there's troops over here fighting on a day-to-day basis, risking their lives. It is forgotten about. And that's one of the things that I make sure I talk to my troops about, you know, reaching out to your friends, keeping up with your family back home. Because sometimes we get so busy here that we don't reach back and let them know, like, hey, I'm still here. So us making that advance and reaching back to our families and friends and just letting them know, like, hey, I'm okay. In case you didn't, you know, ask about me, I'm still okay over here.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, so time flies, but it goes slow, if that makes sense. So, yeah, just making sure they're staying up on it, because I'm on it. I have a calendar. I'm tracking our birthdays, anniversaries there. So just so that, you know, they don't feel forgotten about, even though, you know, a lot is not being said about it.
Well, Larry, you are a stateside. Do you feel the same way, that the sacrifice that service members are making right now is not being recognized by Americans?
Oh, yes. I think it's been like that for quite some time. I mean, besides your Veterans Day or your Memorial Day, besides those holidays that are usually observed, you hear very little about how troops are doing over there. You may see a couple of things on the news and that are usually dangerous situations, but a lot of things that are publicized with troops being overseas and in the danger zones not really being displayed as it should be. And of course, in times like this during the holiday, I see certain things about, you know, suicide rates and stuff like that. But this is the time when soldiers really need to be reached out to. I guess they say what the strongest ones are the ones that you usually have to worry about. And so soldiers are usually figured as strong. So when they worry about protecting the nation, nobody's really worried about how they're doing. So,
yeah. How are your colleagues and your peers and even the both of you handling conversations at home that we've been having? You know, for instance, we're having fights over whether or not sports stars should be kneeling during the national anthem. I mean, how is that going over?
Well, honestly, we fight for that right, and we protect that right to have people choose whichever they want to do. And so we take pride in the fact that they choose to kneel or they choose to stand, and that decision, and that we actually give them the opportunity to have that.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately it. My colleagues and the people that I serve with, we try to leave the political stance of it. We leave it be. We focus on our mission at hand. We focus on what we have to do, and we know why we're fighting. We know why we serve. So usually we see the political stances going on, and we make sure we focus on the mission. That's a huge distraction.
Yeah. Well, look, it's Thanksgiving, so I want to ask you before we go, tell me something that you're thankful for.
I'm definitely thankful for Tori, and thankful for the courage that she took to, you know, go over and serve the great nation that we have. I'm thankful for her all the time, every day. So I just wouldn't pinpoint Thanksgiving for that. And then we express to each other how much we're appreciative of each other and how much we're thankful for the kids and our family. So, I mean, little things like, hey, you took the trash out, thanks, while she was here. You know what I mean?
I agree. We do show words of affirmation to each other that we're very grateful for our kids and our family and their accomplishments. I definitely wouldn't be here without them because I wouldn't have a peace of mind. So I appreciate them holding it down while I'm here.
That's Army Captain Tori Lynch serving in Baghdad, and her husband, Army Staff Sergeant Larry Lynch, he is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where they live. Thank you so much to you both. Happy Thanksgiving, and appreciate your service.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.